Welcome to Notes from the Western Edge, a monthly half-hour on-demand webcast featuring musicians who create on the edges of jazz, new music, electronics, and a broad expanse of sonic spaces in between. This month, we feature musicians from two different continents who happen to record for the same label, ECM. As a child growing up in the New York area in the 1950s and 60s, David Torn was in the live audience for Leonard Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts. The son of a playwright, he says that he saw almost every play there was to be seen, including countless viewings of West Side Story. So it seems appropriate that today, in addition to performing freely improvised music as a guitarist, he also composes orchestral music for films. Iva Batova's childhood was very different. Growing up in the Czech Republic, she was surrounded not by Broadway musicals, but by Eastern European folk music. She played violin as a child, but took a 10-year detour as an actress before returning to the violin and the music she makes today. Up until very recently, she lived in a small Czech village where she practiced violin, tended to her garden, and spent time with her children. This year, she moved to upstate New York, where many kindred musical spirits also make their homes. I hope you enjoy the show. Throughout David Torn's life and career, one thing has led to another, which led to another and yet another, and on and on and on. Here's the story of how the Cloud About Mercury band came together for their ECM recording in 1986.
My mother suggested Bill Bruford. She said, she called me one day from her house outside of New York and said, "You know, I videotaped something off television the other day. I'm sure you know these musicians, King Crimson." And I said, yeah, I know King Crimson. She said, "Well, did you ever think about playing with this drummer?" And I said, "Not really. I've got this idea in my head about tuned electronic drums." So I didn't have a drummer. I went out to my mom's. She played me this live tape of Crimson, and Bill, I didn't realize, was playing the electronic drums in a way that offered me, he wasn't doing it the way I wanted in my head, but it offered me the opportunity, if he was interested, to go that way, to actually build the tunes around drum tunings. Was very important to the concept at that time. So I got his phone number. And we started talking, and he said, "And who would the bass player be? Because Tony Levin would be great." And I said, "Well, I've been trying to reach this guy, Mick Karn, for about 3 or 4 months now." He said, Mick Karn, "Isn't that fretless guy who sounds like he's from Morocco?" And I said, "Yeah, that's the guy." So I had the beginning of a formation of a band. So Bill said, "Well, why don't you come to England and we'll rehearse? Because we're in England and you're not." I said, "Okay." I put a rehearsal together, went to England, rented a room. Mick Karn didn't show up. So it was just me and Bill, which really freaked me out. But it gave me an opportunity to play with Bill and start putting these tunings together with him on what was then the Simmons drums and these Yamaha synthesizers. During the course of that rehearsal with just him, we spent like 2 days in the studio just kind of like blowing it out. I felt like I could really start to begin to hear a sound of a band in my head, not just the music that we had begun to work on and the tunings and stuff, but I realized I wanted a trumpet player and started kind of digging around and found Mark Isham and realized that he was also into modifying the sound of his trumpet and making ambient loops with them. And I thought, "Oh, I could use that dude." Called him. He said, "I'm definitely in." I sent him some of the demos me and Bill rehearsing and some of the melodies. I wrote out some of the melodies for him. ¶¶
By this time, the band was almost complete, except for the bass player, so Torn
kept trying to find Mick Carr and why he didn't show up at the rehearsal. He finally got in touch with me and said, you know, I really want to do the record, but I was just... So I started putting the record together, and Mick disappeared again. At the last minute, I just went, let's get Tony Levin if he's interested. So Bill said, I'll call Tony. He called Tony. Tony said, I don't need to rehearse. We can just do it in the studio. Went to England and made the record. That's pretty much the comprehensive story.
By the way, Torn and Mick Carn eventually did play together in a band called Polytown with drummer Terry Bozzio. We've been listening to Siafu Skin, Snapping the Hollow Reed, the first track on Cloud About Mercury. Now let's jump ahead 20 years to the present with Torn's new band Presence, also on ECM.
This band that I'm in now has a remarkable ability to make a remarkable amount, percentage of its improvised material feel completely compositional. I've never been in a band like this before, where it's the transitions that I live for.
Torn's life and career had taken many turns since Cloud About Mercury, but then saxophonist Tim Byrne intervened and Presence began to form.
It grew organically up to a certain point because I was working with Tim Byrne, who was constantly, the more he and I began to work together on records, I was mastering his records, then I was mixing them, then I was producing them, mixing them and mastering them. And during the course of that time, he was like, dude, you gotta play. You have to play. You have to like go out and play. And I was like, well, once in a while it's great, but it's a pain in the ass, really. I don't want that life. That's not my life. My life is, you know, writing and forming things, and performance is like incredibly difficult in the United States. And I didn't want to spend any more time on the road in Europe. I just felt like an alien. And I found this niche, being a producer and a session guy and a soloist in studios and for orchestras. And, you know, and Tim's like, gotta play. You have to play. Okay, now you're playing with us. Okay, I'll play with you. You know, so I said, I'm only doing it if it's completely improvised. I don't want to rehearse any of your difficult material. And I don't want to spend any time. I just want to play with people who can improvise. So we did, first gig we did was with me, him, and Bobby Previtt. And it was really fun. It was really fun. A lot of people showed up, and I was like, wow, this is fun. It's a pretty good band. Then he started pushing me, as his group, Science Friction group, started to fall together. Here I am working with this guy like five times a year on I don't know how many projects, and he's like, come on, you gotta play some gigs with us. You have to play. You gotta do this tour in England with us. Okay, now let's play some gigs without Mark Ducret. It'll just be, I said, like, that group? And he said, yeah. I said, well, it's your group. And he goes, well, I'm sure it'll be different. So we started playing together as a quartet with Craig, Tom, and Tim. And, I mean, he literally kicked my ass into this stuff. In the middle of that, I had an offer from ECM to come back to ECM because Manfred heard the orchestral music that I was writing. And I began having these discussions with him about a completely original work for orchestra and electronics for the new series on ECM. I was totally into it. So here I am playing with this band. It's getting better and better. And it's actually starting to sound like, it doesn't sound like free jazz. It doesn't sound, and I'm starting to, Tim's like constantly hitting me with all these live tapes that are being made every time we play. And I start to hear some of them go, holy shit, that sounds pretty damn cool, and I'm having a good time. So I called Manfred and I said, you know, I think I'm gonna, could I do a band record instead? Like a combination of band and some of my studio kind of like tricks. And he said, absolutely, send me some material. And I sent him some material and he said, sure, go ahead.
So in March 2005, Torn, Burn, keyboardist Craig Taborn, and drummer Tom Rainey recorded their first CD at Clubhouse Studios in Rhinebeck, New York. We're listening to track 7, Neck Deep in the Harrow, with all of the players listed as composers. This is David Torn too. This is Realigned and Gone to Rome, from Torn's soundtrack to The Order, a film by Brian Helgeland starring Heath Ledger, an example of the music that piqued Manfred Eicher's interest. As usual, in Torn's story of how he became a film composer, one thing led to another, which led to another.
A friend of mine, Jeff Gordon, the percussionist, said to me, you know, I've been working with this film composer in New York. He knows about you and thinks you're amazing, and had mentioned something about you giving him a call. That was Carter Burwell. So I called Carter. I immediately started working on his films, and in a creative capacity, not as a guy who's being asked to do like a session player's role. And that kept going, and I did quite a few films with Carter. In fact, I even broke my rules and did 2 with him this year, but I don't know, maybe we did 10, 15 films together, maybe a few more, I don't know. And as it was rolling on, I kept thinking, do I want to do this? No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be the composer. It's too much responsibility. It's too much weight. There are too many politics involved. As the years went by, that feeling eroded in me. And I felt, maybe I do want to do this. And then a lot of other composers were calling me, you know, Howard Shore, Cliff Martinez. I won't even count. Samples of mine were being used legally and illegally in hundreds of films, television commercials, and it just was like, and I was showing up in all these films all over the place, my sound from the point of view of the guitar. And I think that was finally around the point where I did Traffic with Cliff, where I was working at home and didn't quite, there was no subterfuge on his part. He and I are very good friends, but I didn't quite realize how much my sound meant to the final score because I was working at home by myself in New York and not seeing the whole picture. And around that time I thought, you know, when the film came out and I realized how much of it, the sound of the score, not the writing per se, but the sound of the score really revolved very much around these textural things that I had provided for Cliff. And then I thought, yeah, I'm going to do this.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Check out Torn's website for more detail. Lest we forget that Torn can rock with the best of them, we'll end with Chrysanthemum Bang from Splattercell OAH, a studio project Torn released in 2000. Rock on, David, rock on. In Los Angeles, for Notes from the Western Edge, I'm Richard Paskey.
kosti, mé kosti jsou v létno, zapískej po Lipném, má ústa chutnají, po hlíně, po hladině, má kůže napnutá, na bupen, zabouchej, zabouchej a zaspívej.
In 2002, organizers of the annual Bang on a Can marathon asked Iva Batova to leave her small village in the Czech Republic to come to New York City to play for 8 minutes. Those 8 minutes were to have a profound impact on Batova's life and her career.
I remember that just I flew from my country, from Czech Republic to US, New York, just for 8 minutes playing live, which was very somehow strange, but I think it was very... maybe important because many musicians, they told me that it was very extremely big, surprising and very nice moment of my playing that time. And Bang on a Can, they invite me after to just make kind of compositions and to play with them live. And we made 2005, we made a recording of Elida music, which I wrote.
Batova was born in 1958 in the northern Moravian region of the Czech Republic. She says that when she was a child, her whole family lived for music. Her father played double bass, cello, trumpet, guitar, and dulcimer, and played lots of folk music, as well as in an opera company orchestra. In addition to teaching school, her mother sang in stage choruses and other vocal ensembles. As a teenager, Batova's creative focus moved away from music, but then came back again.
I was playing like 6 years as a child. It was very hard, of course, of just few children like to practice violin. It's very hard instrument. And then I was just, when I was 14, 15, I said to my parents that I really don't like to play more because it's too hard. And my mother, she decided I will study acting. And so I spent 10 years with theater acting, but when I was 22, I missed something very, very much, and I just found I get back my violin, and I found a good teacher, and I have, from that time till today, I have lessons with him, and which makes me happy, and I am very, very lucky that I stopped to acting and I made music because I feel that my communication to people and to myself is much stronger through music than through acting. Violin, it's very, very hard instrument. I have to practice a lot classic way of playing. I like to because I think that I really have to know everything about this instrument. And I spend many, many hours. On the beginning, I was practicing 9 hours a day. And now I have like 4 or 5 a day. But first I have to practice what I need, like etudes, scales, everything. And then I start to find out through improvising some my new composition. when I turned back to play and practice violin, I found that it's still very hard, and I just got one special moment with practicing that I start to sing with violin. And it was most important moment in my life, because I found my way, which is most original now. Always when I play my solo, it's always singing and playing at the same time.
We're listening to Zapiske, one track from Beethoven's CD, Elida, performed with Bang on a Can on the Cantaloupe label. The words are by Vladimir Vaslovic and speak of love, lust, and music. The lyrics for the title composition, Elida, came from a friend, Vera Chase, and take a completely different approach to the subject of love.
Title, that means name of soap, which I remember my grandmother, she used. But it's one really lyrics what I find out from my friend. She wrote it down, title Elida, but it's not saying in the lyrics that it's soap. It's just name. And it's about like nobody touched me like you, and nobody was like smelly like you, and it's like more... little bit erotic, little bit secret, what doesn't mean, but I found a way that it's really, you are talking to no the human being but to soap, which is funny. It makes very nice sense to me.
Beethoven, how her career evolved after returning to the violin after so many years away from it.
On the beginning, I made just few songs. I started to perform live, and very soon I was possibility to travel and to play in different countries, which was very helpful to me to have more connection to another musicians. And my first opening performing was more like avant-garde music, and I met very important people like Fred Frith and Tom Cora. I remember first moment in New York in Needle Factory. We play same night, And Fred Frizz just came to me after the show and say, just let's go to improvise. And I was like falling down. I said, I never improvise. What that means, I'm very too shy. But this was a very important moment. He helps me too much to just go ahead and to feel a musicians and to communicate in time and to be open mind and to improvise. Because after this experience, I can say I start to make my own music much faster and better. And I think it's very, very important for musicians to know how to improvise and to be open.
In addition to improvising and playing her own music, Batova continues to perform music by other composers. On the ECM CD Mater, she sings Michael Marshmallow by Vladimir Godard, a song for female voice, viola, and cello, with words by an anonymous Jewish yeshiva student, which speaks of a search for meaning in life. In Los Angeles, for Notes from the Western Edge, I'm Richard Paskey. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. After this issue, Notes from the Western Edge is going on hiatus for a while, but we'll be back by the end of 2007 in a slightly different form. in Los Angeles for Notes from the Western Edge and Fresh Ears Media. I'm Richard Paskey. Until next time, keep listening.